All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor, and glory due. The unique with perfect attributes, he begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Today, inshallah, we will have Surah Al-Qari'ah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم القارعة ما القارعة وما أدراك ما القارعة يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبثوث وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش فأما من ثقلت موازينه فهو في عيشة راضية وأما من خفت موازينه فأمه هاوية وما أدراك ما هي نار حامية. Okay, we will read the meaning in English and then we will read it together. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Al-Qari'ah, the striking hour, the day of resurrection. What is the striking hour? And what will make you know what the striking hour is? It is a day whereon mankind will be like moths scattered about, and the mountains will be like carded wool. Then as for him whose balance of good deeds will be heavy, he will live a pleasant life in paradise. But as for him whose balance of good deeds will be light, he will have his home in hell. And what will make you know what is this? It is firstly blazing fire. Okay, so yes, inshallah, I will give you the meaning now. So now I will read, and inshallah, you will read after me. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
القارعة
القارعة
ما القارعة
القارعة
وما
أدراك
ما القارعة
القارعة
يوم
يكون الناس
كالفراش المبثوث
وتكون
الجبال
كالعهن
المنفوش
فأما
من ثقلت
موازينه
فهو
في
عيشة
راضية وأما
من
خفت
موازينه
فأمه
هاوية
وما
أدراك
ما هي
نار
حامية
القارعة
ما القارعة
وما
أدراك
ما القارعة
يوم
يكون
الناس
كالفراش
الفراش
المبثوث
المبثوث
وتكون الجبال
الجبال
كالعهن
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 كالعهن كالعهن
كالعينه
المنفوش
المنفوش
فأما
من
ثقلت
موازينه
فهو
في
عيشة
راضية
وأما
من
خفت
موازينه
فأمه
هاوية
وما
أدراك
ما
هي
نار حامية
حامية.
إن شاء الله. Now I will tell you the meaning, then we will start to ask the sister to read it. إن شاء الله. Okay. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Again and again, sister, this is one of the surahs of the last chapter of the Quran. And as I clarified before, while we are learning about the surahs of the last chapter of the Quran, that most of these surahs are around the day of resurrection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful, is warning every believer regarding the day of resurrection, so that we will believe that there is a day of resurrection and there is a destination either in the hellfire or in the paradise. The destination after the day of resurrection will be an eternal one. So it will be either an eternal happiness or an eternal punishment. And because of the great importance of the day of resurrection regarding the belief of the Muslims in their worldly life and regarding being the door for their final destination, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeated many times the importance and the reminder of the day of resurrection, especially in the last chapter of the Quran. And as we clarified that in spite of having one goal, all the surahs of the last chapter of the Quran, which is related to the reminder of the day of resurrection, again in every surah there is a special message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The message from Surah Al-Qari'ah is that Surah Al-Qari'ah is giving us a feeling of a striking event. You know, it is a surah which is having, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, a striking message. In Surah Al-Qari'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is repeating the word Al-Qari'ah, Al-Qari'ah, Al-Qari'ah in the first three ayat of this surah. And the meaning of Al-Qari'ah is the striking. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah, which is a small short surah, but you know all the message is Al-Qari'ah, wake up, give attention, remember, be aware, you know, this is the day of resurrection. You know, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying in this small surah, the message is that on the day of resurrection, it is the striking day. On that striking day, the human being will be just like Moses scattered about. Okay, they are like the dust. They are running everywhere. No one has a goal. No one knows anything. No one knows what will happen to him. This will be the striking hour for all the human beings. This is regarding the human being. Even the mountains will be like curded wool. Okay, the mountains will lose their power. They will lose their effect, you know, as mountains. They become like the carded wool. Why, oh Allah, the human being will be scattered like the moth or like the dust, and the mountains will be like carded wool? Because this is the effect of the striking hour. Because it is so striking, the human being will be, mankind will be like the moses scattered about, and the mountains. Actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah is mentioning the two creatures whom they have power on the earth, mankind and the mountains. They are two of the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whom they have power. Also, the wind has a power. But actually, the only power is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But from the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is giving to the human being whom he is, or the mankind who is supposed to be the master on the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make him the master on the earth. On the day of resurrection, he will be equal to nothing. The mountains will be equal to carded wool. Why? Because this is the striking hour which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept on reminding every believer about it in the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the belief of the day of resurrection one of the basic elements of the belief for the Muslims. When you ask any Muslim what are the pillars of belief in Islam, you will say, number one, to believe in Allah. Number two, to believe in His messengers, to believe in His books, to believe in the angels, and to believe in the Allah's decree, the good and the bad, and to believe in the day of judgment. So I can't be a believer except when I believe in the day of judgment. So when someone will tell me, what is your feeling about the day of judgment, I will tell you, it is the striking hour. It is the striking hour. On the day of judgment, we will be like particles of dust. Everyone is running. Everyone is looking for the good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only knows what will be the situation of the mankind on the day of resurrection, because the day of resurrection is the start of the eternal life for the mankind. Again and again, the worldly life in Islam is a test. And the result of the test, we will have it in the day of resurrection. And the day of resurrection is the most important day for the life of the believers. Because on the day of resurrection, every one of us will know the result of the test of the worldly life. Accordingly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in verse number 6, then for him whose balance will be heavy. Actually, it is whose balance or whose scales, okay, will be heavy, he will live a pleasant life. This is the message of this surah. Okay, and for him whose balance or scales will be light, he will have his home in the hellfire. So again and again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying in this surah what must be the goal of every believer in this worldly life. Your goal in this worldly life, to collect wealth, wrong. To have a lot of kids, wrong. To have the highest qualifications, wrong. To enjoy life, wrong. To live life as a fun, wrong. What is the goal of this worldly life? The goal of this worldly life is to collect good deeds. This is my goal. This is the goal supposed to be actually the goal of every believer. Oh Allah, why? Because all the rules of the Quran are to the direction of the good deeds. If you follow any of the rules of the Quran, you will notice that you are following a way to good deeds. The Quran is the way to good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the Quran because the Quran is the book of the good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants the human being or the mankind to live on the earth to do good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I created jinn and ins only to worship me. What is the meaning? To worship Allah is to do the good deeds, obeying the commands of Allah for the sake of Allah, looking for the reward only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the worldly life for the believer is the farm of the good deeds. So when you tell me, Sister Mona, what are you doing? I will tell you, I am working in my farm. to plant the good deeds, which I will have its reward in my scale on the Day of Judgment. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created me for. This is what I am commanded to do. So, accordingly, when you ask every believer in this worldly life, we are not supposed to check with each other, we Muslims, inshallah, how much is your bank account, how many kids you have, what is the size of your home, how many cars do you have, what is the highest qualification you are looking for, how many days you spend in your vacation, and this and that. We are supposed to remind each other about the good deeds. Okay, how many good deeds did you do yesterday, my sister Muhiba? What about today, sister Muhiba? All praise to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send us to the masjid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send us to recite the Quran. Every letter is with 10 good deeds. Now, inshallah, we'll have at least from recitation of the Quran 15,000 good deeds. All praise to Allah, sister Muhiba. Alhamdulillah, up till now, 12:15, we are living our life as a... Yes! You know, this is how. If we live our life, sisters, as a farm for the good deeds, our worldly life will be like a paradise. Because in our worldly life, we will be only doing good deeds. When Sister Muhiba will tell me, Sister Mona, Sister so-and-so, she gave me hard time in the morning, but because, Sister Mona, I am living my life as a farm for the good deeds, I didn't reply for her. I forgive her for the sake of Allah, Sister Mona. And after I forgive her, I feel a lot of tranquility in my heart. I will tell her, MashaAllah, Sister Muhiba, MashaAllah, Allah is guiding you to live your life as a farm for the good deeds. You will looking for the good deed. So in spite of replying to your sister whom she gave you hard time, you didn't do so because you are not living your life as most of the people are living, for competition and for prestige and for showing off. You are living your life as a farm for the hereafter, as a farm for the good deeds. Accordingly, when anyone will say to you anything or do with you any deed, immediately you will remember the goal of your life. The goal is to collect the biggest number of the good deeds because I am in the farm now, before being on the day of the... Yes, this is, sisters, how we have to evaluate life. If we evaluate life basically, you know, sisters, again and again, this is the message which I am after now. We have to learn this reality. We have to start this belief, this kind of belief with ourselves and with our kids. Even if we Muslims nowadays, we are learning this reality while we are elder, we are supposed to start teaching our kids Islam in this way. First, the belief and the clear belief. Believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Believe in the Day of Judgment. Believe in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His books, in His messengers, and in His angels. After you feel that, oh Allah, now I believe that everything is up to you, everything is under your will, everything is because of you, because you are the only power. Because of that, oh Allah, I believe in you, and because I believe in you, I will follow your rules. And I am following your rules while I am very thankful to you, because you guided me. Because I now believe that everything is up to you, and I can't move my eye from one direction to the other direction except with your command. Yes, you own me, O Allah. You create me, you own me, you own everything in this life. It will be the blessing from you and the mercy from you to guide me. If you are guiding me to love the Quran, to love the Masjid, to love my sisters in Islam, all praise to Allah. This is the biggest gift, O Allah, from you to me. I will now follow the rules of the Quran. So when someone will ask you, why you are following the rules of the Quran? Why you are teaching belief to your kids? You will tell her, because this is the way to know the power of Allah. This is the way to love Allah. This is the way to realize the truth in this life. First, I must know the truth. Then I can start following the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very simply, because I will love it and I will appreciate it because it is for my sake. So sisters, again and again, I want every one of you Alhamdulillah, to have the plan to live this worldly life as a farm for the hereafter. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
As you're listening, mashallah.
Alhamdulillah.
Mashallah.
So accordingly, now on the Day of Judgment, sister, there will be two kinds of people. Those whom they have the, whom they live their worldly life as a farm for the hereafter, accordingly they are the ones whom they have the heavy scales of the good deeds. Accordingly, inshallah, their reward will be, as Allah is saying, they will live a pleasant life, inshallah. But again and again, I need to clarify a very important point which every believer is in need to know so that it will help every one of us to follow the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you believe in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you believe that everything in this life is only up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you believe that I am looking forward to obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, number one reward for you will be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you to live the worldly life as a righteous life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you to have the tranquility, the real tranquility, and the real security in this life. You will still having problems, because life is a test. No one can be excluded from the problems. But in spite of the fact that I am having a problem, but as a believer, I have the security, I have the tranquility, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in other verse of the Quran, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. It is only with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hearts can find security. So if anyone is looking for security and peace and tranquility in this life, the creator of the spirits, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, clarify the only way for the spirits to have the tranquility and peace, it is in the remembrance of its creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not make the tranquility and the peace that we can buy it from the supermarket. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make everything you can buy it from the supermarket, or from, you know, the grocery shop. But the tranquility, the goal of the spirits in this life, tranquility is only with the one who creates the spirits, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not give the tranquility to those whom they don't believe in Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never give the tranquility to those whom they forget about His book and forget about His messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, forget about their responsibility towards their community, towards their husbands, towards Islam, towards their children, towards their parents whom they don't live Islam as a way of life. But if you live Islam as a way of life, following the right path, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you from those whom they have the tranquility and the peace and the security in the worldly life, inshallah. And all the time you will be feeling that every day I am more closer, inshallah, to the paradise. You see, this is the people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided them. Actually, I was having a question was sent for me from one of the brothers who is listening to the website. Yes, and he was questioning about how can I reach the level that Allah will guide me. I want Allah to guide me. How I can make Allah to guide me? You can make Allah to guide you when you have the intention to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah knows from His servant that, oh Allah, I want to obey You, oh Allah, I want to follow Your rules, oh Allah, I want to be a true believer, immediately, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide you. Okay? So actually, this is related to whom they have the heavy scale of the good deeds in the worldly life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them the righteous life in the worldly life, inshallah, and they will be those people whom they are patient with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised the people whom they are patient with His decree. Allah said in the Quran, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Those whom they are patient, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward them without limits, unlimited. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I learn this verse, I learn that this life is a test. Everyone is tested in this life with some calamities and hardship. But so long as I believe that inshallah I will be patient with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because I am patient because all the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is good for the believer. Every believer must believe in that. In spite of the fact I have a very big hardship in my life, but it is not hardship. It is the way to learn how to be patient. If I learn how to be patient, this means that I will have a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without limit. And if I am a true believer, that I want to have good deeds, the reward without good limit is the goal of every believer in the worldly life, because I am living my worldly life as a farm for the good deeds. All praise to Allah. So that hardship in reality was not actually something bad for me. It was something very good for me, because I learned to become patient through it, and inshallah I will have unlimited reward from Allah as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised me, and inshallah it will help me to increase the number of my good deeds in the worldly life, and inshallah it will be my way to the paradise. Those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows from them the good intention, Allah will guide them, and inshallah they will be in the paradise. The other group of people are those whom their scales will be light. Actually, those whom their scales is light, those whom they don't live their worldly life as a farm for the good deeds, accordingly they don't have good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to them one word which everyone actually, because you are not Arabic speaking, Allah is saying فَأُمُّهُ هَوِي. Ummuhu in Arabic is his mother. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the word ummuhu in the English translation, they make it his home. Because the mother, as if his mother is his home. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that the residency, eternal, will be in the hell. Actually, this is the blazing fire for those whom they don't obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whom their scales were very light on the Day of Judgment. So again and again, sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah, which is called the
Striking
Hour, Allah is reminding every one of us, be aware, remember, wake up, try to collect the good deeds. Live for the good deeds. Increase the number of the good deeds. Make your scale a heavy scale, so that inshallah you will be having a pleasant life. And always remember that there is a hellfire, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying here, it is narun hamiya. Allah didn't say only nar, but said narun hamiya. Firstly, blazing fire. Again and again, sister, the fire of the hereafter, or the hellfire, is the fire which is equal to the power of 70. Not multiply it to the power of 70 of the worst fire on the earth. And again, sister, just remember, when you see the car, you know, of this, you know, what is this fire? When there is a fire, what car is there?
Fire engine.
Yes. What will be your feeling when you see this car? Even going to another place, you will be so frightened. You are so frightened in spite of the fact it is not related to you. Okay, but subhanallah, if it is to the power 70 of the worst fire on the earth, eternal. If any person has a mind for 1 minute, he will never disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But all the time we'll be always trying to follow the right path. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, today I choose this small surah because I want you to start reciting the Quran, inshallah. So inshallah, you will recite this surah one by one, inshallah. And if we finish it, because we will be here up till 1 o'clock, we will start to recite the previous surahs one by one, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
القارعة
القارعة
ما
القارعة
القارعة
وما
أدراك
ما
القارعة
القارعة.
القارعة.
I want you to notice, sister, that there is a كسرة below the را. So it is القارعة. Okay? So again we will read verse number 3. وما
وما
أدراك
أدراك
ما
ما
القارعة.
القارعة.
يوم
يوم
يكون
يكون
الناس
الناس
كالفراش
كالفراش
المبسوس
المبسوس
وتكون
وتكون
الجبال
الجبال
كالعهن
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 المنفوش
المنفوش
فأما
من
ثقلت موازينه
موازينه
فهو
في
عيشة
عيشة
راضية
راضية
وأما
من
خفت موازينه
موازينه
فأمه هاوية
هاوية
وما
أدراك
ما هي
نار
نار حامية
حامية.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Alikoria, ma alikoria, wama diraka likoria, yama ya kunu an mo anasu ka farasi alma ba. Shuthi Susi Watakuno Aljibalu Kahino Al Nasu
Alman
Su.
No, I want you to divide it. Alman
Alman
Fush
Alman
Fush
Alman Fush فَأَمَّا مَنْ
ثَقُلَتْ
مَنْ وَزِ يُنْكُ فَهُوَ فِي هي
عيشة
عيشة وسي
راضية
راضية وأما من هاي
خفت
موازي نهو فأمه هاوية وما أدراك ما هي نار حامية.
You listen once, they listen four times. Go ahead. Go ahead. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Very good.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Halihaq. Oh, I'm sorry.
Al-Qari'a. Al-Haq.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alikori had Molikori had Wama Adiraika Molikori had يوم يكون سنوخ
الناس يوم يكون الناس
يوم يكون الناس كالفرش المبسوس وتكون الجبال كالحيهان
كالعهن
المنفوس فهم من سقول مواسي يا نو
موازي
نوح فهو في أي ساتين
راضيةٍ okay.
وأما من كفاث موازينٌ فهمه هاوية وما أدريك ما هي نور حامية
ما شاء الله الحمد لله
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله الحمد لله يا أريد لايك ذا شيخ
very good.
She's calling me shake from my tongue.
We are recording everything. Please listen. This is not Quran class.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم القارية ما القارية وما أدراك ما القارية يوم يوم أكون
يكون
الناس كالكالو
no I want you to divide it كالفراشي
okay كالفراشي المباشو
المبسوس
وتكون عيني
no الجبال
okay
you didn't attend the Arabic with us I
no I didn't
الجبال
كالعين
المنفوش okay let the sister continue so that you I will not read and you
okay thank you
okay Can you take the
continue?
Fahama.
Fahama. Fahama. Man. Sakulat. Mawazinuha.
Mawazinuhu.
Mawazinuhu. Fawuwa.
Very good.
Fihi.
في عيشة
راضية وهم من كفاتي كفاتي موازية فأمه هاوية ومن أدراك ما هي Noruha Mia.
Okay, can you give me the recorder so that I can read it properly?
That's it.
Okay, I will keep it.
Is it starting? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Al-Qariya. Mal-Qariya. Wama Adra. Wama Adra. ملقوريها يوم يكون الناس كالفراشي المبتوس وتكون الجبال كالعهن الماء المنفوس فأما من ثقلت موازينه فهو في عيشة رارية وأما من خفت موازينه فأمه هاوية وما أدراك ما هي نار حامية.
ما شاء الله.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الكارية ملكارية وما أدراك ملكارية يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبسوس وتكون الجبال كالهين المنفوش فأما من ثقلت موازينه فهو في عيشة راضية وأما من كفت موازينه فهمه آوية وما أدراك ما هي نار حامية نار حامية.
ما شاء الله excellent.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. القارعه القارعه ما القارعه wama adiraka ma al-kariha yawma yakunun al-nasu kal-farashi al-mabtud wayakunu watakunu jibalu kal-hibni al-manfush fa-ma ma takulat mawazinu fahuwa fi aishatin radiha wa amma man kafate
very good.
Ma
I want you to get it letter by letter.
Mawazi no. Fa umuhu. Hawiya.
Very good.
Wa ma adroka. Ma hiya naru hamiya.
Excellent. You didn't attend and mashallah. Alhamdulillah. So now we will read some surahs from before. We have still 15 minutes, so that we will revise. Actually, we will read Surah Al-Zalzala and Surah Al-Adiyat. So Al-Zalzala is surah number 99. Okay? Do you have it? Okay, I will give you my book. Now we will revise Surah number 99. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Iza.
Zulzilati.
Al-Ardu. Zilzalaha.
Zilzalaha.
Now, sisters, I want you, if you will read alone, I want you always to stop at the sukun. Because when you will stop at the sukun, you will divide the word into two parts, then it will be easy for you. So you always look for the sukun. For example, the word zil zalaha, there the sukun above the lam. So you say zil zalaha. So always mark the sukun. Because when you mark the sukun, you make a line and you tell to yourself, I am dividing here. Even we Arabic speaking, we are using the same. I always divide as the sukun. So I will say, Zil zalaha.
Zil zalaha.
Wa akhrajati.
Wa akhrajati.
Al-ardu. Again, the word asqalah, where is the sukun? The sukun is on the letter number 2. Okay, so it will be asqalaha.
Asqalaha.
Waqala.
Waqala.
Al-in, there is the sukun above the noon. So it will be al-insanu.
الإنسان
ما لها
لها
يومئذ
يومئذ
تحدث أخ again the sukun is above the letter خ which is the second letter أخبارها
بأن
ربك
أوحى لها
يومئذ
يصدر الناس أشتاتا
ليروا
أعمالهم
فمن
يعمل
مثقال
مثقال
ذرة
ذرة
خيرا
خيرا
يره
يرى
ومن
ومن
يعمل
يعمل
مثقال
مثقال
ذرة
ذرة
شرا
شرا
يرى
يرى.
يلا we will read again سورة الزلزال one by one. Okay. I'm supposed actually to start by the right, but because they are following with me, I'm giving you time to revise. Yes, you are not here also?
No, it's okay, alhamdulillah.
No, we're just starting today.
Oh, okay. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. وحق رجع حرد أشتاء أسقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بحنا ربك ربك أو حالها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مول مسقالا ذرة شيرا يا رهو.
ما شاء الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الإنسان ما ها
ما لها
ما لها يوما يوما
يوما
يوما إذ يوما إذ تو هذه تو ها أخبرها بها ربك ربك أو حيا
أو ها
لها
جزاك الله خير because I want for the time he can read whoever knows how to
Yaumoizin Tasduru Tasdurun
Yasduru
Yaumoizin Yasdurunasu Asata Ashtatan Liurao
Very good we stop at the sukun.
Okay, ha. Mohalau.
No, divide the word.
Ha-ma-la-hu.
Okay.
Faman you. Faman, faman ya. Yamal. Miskala, dar ratin
Jairan.
Hiran.
Yaraha.
Yara.
Waman. Ya. Yamal. Miss Kala. Daratin. Sharan. Yara.
The record. Zilzalaha wa akhrajati ul-ardu athfalaha أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Yawma izin yazdur nasu astatan liyura amalaha liyurahu amalahu faman ya'mal miskola saratin kairan yara waman ya'mal miskola saratin sayaran yara
Okay, I tell you one thing.
Okay.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم الله الرحمن الرحيم Oh Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all love in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fear in us. O Allah, our Lord, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided.
O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after this. O Allah, our Lord, truly we have wronged ourselves and none can forgive sins except you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, we ask you to forgive our parents and all the Muslims. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen.